ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नास्तात्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवति उत्तमाश्लोके Bhakti-pavati naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter A, Text Number 9. Achaha Shri Jati Bhutani Bhutatma Yat Anukrahat Datrishe Yena tat lupam nabi patma samudpava acha shichati putani putatma yadanukrahan dadrishe yena tarupam Nahi patma samupava Acha shichati bhutani Bhutatma yadanukraha Dadrishaye natarupam Nabi patma samupava Acha shichati bhutani Bhutatma yadanukraha Dadrishaye natarupam Nabi patma samupava Vaishnavis.
Jati Bhutani
Bhutatmaya anugraha. Darishayena tarupa. Nabi katma samudava. Acha. One who is born without a material source. Sri Chati creates. Bhutani, all those materially born. Bhuta Atma, having a body of matter. Yat, whose, anugrahat, by the mercy of. Dadrishe, could see. Yena, by whom. Tatupam, his form of body. Nabi, navel. Padma, lotus flower. Samubhava, being born of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Brahma, who was not born of a material source, but of the lotus flower coming out of the navel abdomen of the Lord, is the creator of all those who are materially born. Of course, by the grace of the Lord, Brahma was able to see the form of the Lord. Purport. The first living creature, Brahma, is called Acha, because he did not take his birth from the womb of a mother materially born. He was directly born from the bodily expansion of the lotus flower of the Lord. Thus, it is not readily understandable whether the body of the Lord and that of Brahma are of the same quality or different. This must also be clearly understood. One thing is, however, certain. Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord, because after his birth, he could create living beings by the Lord's grace only, and he could see the form of the Lord. Whether the form seen by Brahma is of the same quality as that of Brahma is a bewildering question. And Maharaj Parikshit wanted to get clear answers from Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Om Agyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Swayanupa Kadamahyan Dadatisman Padandikam Vandehan Shri Guru Shri Yota Padakamanam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Nakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Narita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Chagapate Gopesha Kopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Acha Shri Chati Bhutani Bhutatma Yadanugraha Dadrishya Yena Tarupam Nabipatma Samubhava. Translation again. Brahma, who was not born of a material source, but of the lotus flower coming out of the navel abdomen of the Lord, is the creator of those who are materially born. Of course, by the grace of the Lord, Brahma was able to see the form of the Lord. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord, because after his birth, he could create living beings by the Lord's mercy only. It reminds me one verse from the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was talking to his brothers just after Lord Krishna's departure from this material world. It's in the first canto, chapter 14 and text number 9. So Maharaj Yudhisthira, he says that from Krishna only, all our kingly opulence, good wives, lives, our progeny, control over our subjects, victory over our enemies, and future accommodations in higher planets have become possible. All this is due to his causeless mercy upon us. So this is Maharaj Yudhisthira speaking to his, you know, brothers. Prabhupada, he wrote in the purport saying that material prosperity consists of a good wife, good home, sufficient land, good children, aristocratic family relations, victory over competitors, and by pious work, attainment of accommodation in the higher celestial planets for better facility of material amenities. So at least in those days, you know, from here we could understand, at least in those days, you know, people understand that in order to have, attainment of accommodation in the high celestial planets, you have to perform some pious activities. Yeah. But nowadays, you know, the so-called scientists, they are trying to, go to the other planets by the spaceship. You know, recently, I just read the news that, you know, the Chinese government, they are so proud because they are going to send a spaceship to Mars without the pious activities, you know, without the qualification, you see. Yeah. And Prabhupada, he continued saying that these facilities are earned not only by one's hard manual labor or by unfair means, but by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Yeah. Prosperity earned by one's personal endeavor also depends on the mercy of the Lord. Personal labor must be there in addition to the Lord's benediction. But without the Lord's benediction, no one is successful simply by personal labor. And Prabhupada, he continued, you know, his purpose by, you know, saying the modernized man in the Kali Yuga. Prabhupada, he said, modernized man of the Kali Yuga believes in personal endeavor and denies the benediction of the Supreme Lord. Even a great sannyasi of India delivered speeches in Chicago protesting the benediction of the Supreme Lord. But as far as Vedic Shastra are concerned, as we find in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the ultimate sanction for all success rests in the hands of the Supreme Lord. Maharaj Yudhisthira admits this truth in his personal success, and it behooves one to follow in the footsteps of a great king and a devotee of the Lord to take life a full success. Yeah. If one could achieve success without the sanction of the Lord, then no medical practitioner would fail to cure a patient. Despite the most advanced treatment of a suffering patient by the most up-to-date medical practitioner, there is death. And even in most hopeless case, without medical treatment, a patient is cured astonishingly. So recently, you know, we all experienced that. That here in America, you know, we have first class, you know, medical equipment. But despite of that, there are 620,000 people died because of the COVID-19. Yeah. You see? Why is it like that? Yeah. Because, you know, without the mercy of the Lord, you know, nobody, you have to, you know, die like that, you know. Yeah. And Prabhupada, he continues, said, therefore, the conclusion is that God's sanction is the immediate cause for all happenings, good or bad. Any successful man should feel grateful to the Lord for all he has achieved. So, actually, I personally have some experience of this, you see. A couple of months ago, so our temple allowed us to go out to public to distribute book. So actually it was one Friday in April. Yeah, because the temple, you know, give us sanction to go out and distribute book. So that Friday in April, I was very happy to set up the book table on the pier. And somehow or other, maybe, you know, it's Krishna's mercy. Yeah, I'm sure it's Krishna's mercy. Krishna just wants to encourage me to distribute book. You know, so many people are coming, take the book, and give me good donation. So within 3 hours, shortly 3 hours, I distribute like 30 Bhagavad Gita, 30 copies of the Bhagavad Gita, 30 copies of hardback of Science of Self-Realization, and so many other books. Yeah, I distribute more than 100 copies of book, small book, big and small like that. And by the end of the day, I collect a little bit more than $300 within 3 hours. You know, which was really good that day. And then I, you know, on the way back to the temple, I was thinking, so maybe tomorrow I should go there a little bit early. Yeah, and work longer time so that I can get more books out and got more donations. So I was, you know, thinking like that, you know. So the next day, which is Saturday, you know, I wake up early, you know, do everything nicely, and I did go out early than the previous day. But to my surprise, you know, that day was so slow, my God. You know, no matter how hard I was trying, usually I would call up people to come and take the like this. Hey guys, did you get the book of yoga meditation? I would call up people like this to come. But no matter how hard I was calling people, you know, hardly one come and take the book and make the donations. You know, so by the end of the day, you know. You know, I collected like 150 or, you know, $200, you know, it's half of the previous day, you know. Then I realized, you know, actually book distribution is not, you know, material activities. It's completely spiritual. You have to depend on the mercy of the Lord, you know. If the mercy of the Lord is not there, no matter how hard you're trying, you know, it's useless. Of course, you have to endeavor. But still, the mercy of the Lord has to be there, you know. So that day, I really realized this point, you see. It's a really good lesson. It's a really good lesson. In the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 15th chapter, text number 5, Let us see her. 15th chapter, text number 5. Prabhupada wrote very nice purport regarding this torso. I want to share a little bit with everyone. It's really nice. Yeah. Prabhupada, he said, no one, therefore, can be independently powerful in any measure without being endowed by the Lord. When the Lord descends to the earth along with his eternal, ever-liberated associates, he not only displays the divine energy by himself, but also empowers his associate devotees with the required energy to execute his mission of incarnation. So like Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada is definitely empowered, you know, by Lord Krishna to spread this Sankirtan movement in this age of Kali, you see. Within such a short time of 12 years, you know, Prabhupada, he can, you know, spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. He has established 108 temples and written 60, 70 volumes of big books like this. Yeah, that's really amazing, right? Definitely he's empowered, not an ordinary human being. Yeah. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4:5 that the Lord and his eternal associates descend to the earth many times, but the Lord remembers all the different roles of incarnation, whereas the associates, by his supreme will, forget them. Similarly, the Lord takes away with him all his associates when he disappears from the earth. Yeah. The power and energy which were bestowed upon Arjuna was required for fulfillment of the mission of the Lord. But when his mission was fulfilled, the emergency power were withdrawn from Arjuna. Because the astounding powers of Arjuna, which were astonishing even the denizens of heaven, were no longer required. And they were not meant for going back home, back to Godhead. If endowment of power and withdrawals of power by the Lord are possible even for a great devotee like Arjuna, or even the demigods in heaven, then what to speak of the ordinary living being who are but figs compared to such a great soul? So Prabhupada, he was mentioning Arjuna in the purport, because on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, there were so many greater fighters like Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, who can easily kill Arjuna. They are so powerful, they can easily kill Arjuna. But by the mercy of Krishna, you know, Arjuna defeated all of them. Yeah. Whereas after Lord Krishna, you know, left this world, going back to the spiritual world, Arjuna even cannot defeat those cowherd men. There are some cowherd men in Dwarka. Arjuna was guarding the bodies of Krishna's queen at that time, but some of the cowherd men came and attacked. So Arjuna cannot even defeat them, you see. Because, you know, Krishna withdrew his power, you see. Yeah. Then Prabhupada, he continued, says here, The lesson is therefore that no one should be puffed up for his powers borrowed from the Lord. The same man should rather feel obliged to the Lord for such benefactions, and must utilize such power for the service of the Lord. Such power can be withdrawn at any time by the Lord, so the best use of such power and opulence is to engage them in the service of the Lord. That's why, you know, Prabhupada, he said in today's purport that Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord, because after his birth, he could create living beings by Krishna's mercy only. Yeah, Prabhupada, he was commenting in the purport like that, you know. So I'll just stop here. Are there any questions and comments? Okay. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Ribu.
Making all the loops, that's when you hang it. See?
No, not so much.
Little. like that.